This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
9:11 in the morning. You're about to meet the Colucci family and our friend Rosie, Kid of the Year. Before we get to that, though, thanks to Ray Sr. Scarpelli and his two sons, Mark and Ray Jr., have been friends with those guys forever. Ray Sr., Ron Santo's best friend forever. And they run a wonderful family business, Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch. And they came to us and said, what if we do a scholarship for Kid of the Year?
How cool is that?
Said, okay, thank you. And that's exactly what's happened. So I want to read you just a little bit of a letter Rosie wrote a while ago. And then we'll say hi to Rosie, obviously. It says, I don't really remember a time when I didn't have cancer or when I've been on chemo. Sickness, treatments, blood tests, MRI scans, needle pokes, long car rides to and from the hospital have been what I've known as my normal for years. I've grown up at the hospital. Started going there when I was 10 months old. I was diagnosed just a few weeks after turning 3 and have been seeing doctors and nurses weekly for years since then. My journey's been long and hard, but I still have a long way to go, and I'm not giving up. I've learned that one person can make a difference and that one person can be me. I've learned that people will help if you just ask, and I've learned a lot from having brain cancer. But most of all, I've learned that love is what matters most. If you have love, you have everything. And if not just for that, because you're also going to hear what Rosie does for other people, I think it's a very worthy honor. And Dave and Mary, I salute the two of you for selecting Rosie Colucci this year's Kid of the Year. How about a hand for Rosie?
Yay, Rosie.
Rosie, introduce your, lean into that microphone, if you would, for me, and introduce your family here. Who's with you?
Well, I have my mom here with me and my
Hi,
sister,
Mom.
Bella.
Hi. And your sister as well.
Bella, yep.
Hey, Bella, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. And Rosie, how old are you now?
I'm 11 years old.
And what grade is that?
That's sixth grade.
How's school this year?
It's
all right.
Okay.
I'll take that as a positive. dealing with brain cancer is ridiculous. Your day ought to be about having fun and being a kid and working hard in school, just having a good time. But that's not your life.
No.
Your life is fighting this as well as doing those other things.
Yeah.
You look great. How do you feel?
I'm feeling good. I just ended chemo a week ago. I was taking 2 doses of chemo a day by pill.
Okay.
But that's better than being on IV chemo because I've been on IV chemo on and off my whole life.
Right. And when you were taking a pill, you can run around and do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily run around, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And through this, I mean, I imagine you've met a bunch of really cool people, right?
Yeah.
So the doctors and nurses and everybody at Lurie, pretty amazing folks.
Yeah, they're really, really nice there. And I've been there. The new hospital's actually like in the heart of Chicago kind of a
sure.
thing. But the old hospital was so small, and now this is a really big hospital.
Yeah, it's giant. Yeah. I can't imagine any of it's fun, but do they try to make it fun over there?
Yeah, they try to make it fun, like the elevators. Those are fun. There's like buttons that you can press, and the sounds go off or whatever.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
It probably helps Mom remember where what floor you're on and where the car's parked too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say hi to anybody before we do the rest of this? You got a best friend out there listening or a teacher?
I'll do a shout out to BTB, which okay. is a foundation.
Well, and BTB is what?
It stands for Beat Tom and Bill, and they do a fundraiser every year.
Okay. Mom, you can talk. What's going on? What were you telling her, Mom?
I was saying, don't forget to mention Beads of Courage. They're an awesome foundation. And also Dance Marathon. We do a dance marathon every year.
Right.
It's usually 13.1 hours. This year it'll be 8 hours.
Okay.
Rosie's been the champion, unbeatable since the inception of it.
Hold on, dancer. What are you doing? What kind of dance? You doing the Dougie? What are you doing?
No, well, I actually fundraise. It's about fundraising, and then you go and have fun. But I've been the top fundraiser ever since it started.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And do you like to dance?
Oh, yeah. I love to dance.
Yeah, you got
awesome.
You got a move? You got a particular move you like most?
Not really.
Yeah.
I like it all.
You don't want to show me up is what you're saying right now. If we went a little Dance Revolution right now.
That's right.
Been on the floor.
Right? If we went DDR right now, you'd kick my butt, wouldn't you? Yes, you would.
Yeah,
yes, that's right.
I think she's going to win no matter what.
when did you decide with your mom and your sister and your family and stuff that you wanted to do stuff for other kids?
Well, it started out because I was getting so many stuff in the hospital, like balloons and stuffed animals and all of that. I decided, Mom said, what are you going to do with all this? And I said, I want to give it back to the kids at the hospital.
How old were you then?
I was 4.
4. You did okay, Mom. You did okay. You got a big heart. And when you started giving stuff back, how did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel warm inside and just, like, happy and cheerful because I knew that the kids were enjoying it also.
Tell me about what you want to be when you grow up.
I either want to be, like, a nurse or a doctor or maybe, like, I want to work with people, like, maybe do physical therapy or, like, be a masseuse or something.
So some of the stuff that you've gone through has inspired you to do something in the health field.
Yes.
Kind of makes sense, right? And you and your sister pretty close, I hope. She seems pretty nice. Yeah. Fight once in a while, but only over good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. $5,000 scholarship is a very nice thing to have, obviously, and it's going to help you start off on whatever education dreams you are. But listen, you've already changed the world, and I think I can speak for everybody here. We're excited about what you're going to do with the rest of it now because you're just getting started. Don't you sort of feel that way?
Yeah.
I mean, even on the tough days, I mean, I have no doubt that you're going to be changing the world, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yep. I try to stay positive. Like, with some of the money, I want to donate it to Dance Marathon. And then another portion of it, I want to also donate some of it to Beads of Courage.
Is that why they call you the Rosie the Rockstar?
Yeah.
Who named you that? One of the nurses?
Yeah, the nurses. But I used to be Pizza Salad because I came out of surgery and they said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Pizza." And they said, "Do you want some salad to go with that?" So that's why they were calling me Pizza Salad.
So they were having fun with you coming out of anesthesia.
Yep.
Yeah. There you
they
go.
They call it Loopy Juice.
Loopy Juice is right. Wasn't that a band called Loopy Juice?
So, yeah.
Hey, Big Sis, lean in there for a second if you can. Tell me a little bit about being the sib. This is not easy for you either, right?
No, not really.
Yeah. But what do you do to support Rosie?
We just hang out and we do, like, we play games and stuff when she's in the hospital. We go on walks with my dog and stuff.
Where do you draw the line when she starts borrowing your clothes and not telling you?
Yeah.
I know, Rosie. I'm just trying to help you out, right? Just trying to help you out.
She can't share shoes with me anymore. She outgrew me, so.
Well, there you go. Yeah, by the way, Rosie, I don't want to go on and on about all the medical stuff you're going through, but people should understand that it's not just dealing, and Mom, you can speak to this. Pull that microphone in front of you a little bit. It's not just dealing with the cancer portion of this. There are other conditions involved as well. So you've got layers of stuff. You've got a doctor's knowledge that you never cared to have, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like a self-trained nurse. I used to access report and, you know, do all kinds of things that, you know, I didn't think I would ever be doing.
What do you say to parents who are listening? Because one of the things I think is so inspiring about your daughter and your family is how you've handled this and how you go through it and the big smile on Rosie's face and how great she looks. But there's parents who just found out. There's parents listening this morning who maybe have had a cancer diagnosis for a couple of months. What do you say to them?
I say don't lose hope because hope is sometime all you have.
Right.
And, you know, that you can either sit and wallow in it on the couch and feel sorry for yourself and sorry for your child, and or you can get up and do something about it to make a difference. And
kicking cancer's butt. That's what you guys are doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm proud of you, Rosie.
Thank you.
I'm proud to know you. I'm very proud to have you on the show. And I know Ray Sr. and everybody at Ray Chevrolet are very happy to present you with this check. You want to do that, Vanna? You want to grab the check? So, and Jimmy Joyner. By the way, this is Jimmy DeCastro. He is the president and general manager of WGN.
We're thrilled to have you here.
Yes, and thank you for that.
This is for you.
Thank you so much.
Give you one you can actually sign in.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, Rosie, if you take that to the bank, they're going to have problems. And don't try to put it through the ATM either.
That's for you.
No, I wouldn't put it through the ATM. Way too big.
I want to ask you a question. Have a seat for just a second. This is Jimmy DeCastro, our president and general manager. And you can speak to this because you've known the Ray Chevrolet guys forever. But it's nice to have, you know, a partner in business with us step up and do something like this.
That's part of the reason I wanted to come down, just to say Merry Christmas to them, to Ray and his dad and the whole organization. And it's been terrific to be able to give back and hearing this feature all year and getting to see you and to feel this during the holiday season. I walk into the studio, it's kind of nice and cozy and feels great here. And that feeling goes out, obviously, to all of our listeners. And we're thrilled about the Scarpelli family and everyone to help give back at this time of year, so thank you.
And you know the thing too, and you guys know this, and you and I have talked about this many times, is I think you and I have discussed this, you got to go through stuff in life to understand what it's like to go through stuff. And don't you find that the people that have been hit the hardest give back the most?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Over and over again.
It makes it so great.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty special.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And Rosie, I'm telling you, you are a rock star.
So, thank you.
Physical therapist, masseuse, whatever you turn out to be, I know you're going to be great at it.
Thank you.
And will you stay in touch with the show?
Oh, yeah, always.
All right. When you're downtown, I want you pressing your face up against this window trying to get in here, okay?
Okay.
Big sis, thanks for getting up. And Mom, you are something else.
Thank you.
Great job.
Shout out.
You bet. Whatever.
We'd like to say hi to everybody at PBTF. They do the Ride for Kids. We love you all. And I know that they're listening, so, you know, just wanted to say that. And hi to Kaylee and Sarah.
Yes.
Is that her buddies?
Yeah.
Her two best buds.
And one last thing, because you have foundational work you do all year long, if people want to follow you guys and figure out how they can help at various times, Facebook, or where would you send them?
Facebook.
Yeah. And what's
the
page?
It's rosie.rose.52 on Facebook.
And rosie.rose.52. We'll link that up with my social media as well.
And then we'll also give you the link to the Dance Marathon page.
Great.
If people would like to donate, that'd be awesome.
What, do you know the date?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's fine.
It's February 20th, I think.
Okay. And if it's not, we'll make it somewhere close to
that. Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy the day, you guys. And
Thank you so
congratulations.
Much.
You deserve every bit of it. And on behalf of everybody at Ray Chevy and Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch, and, of course, Ray Sr. Scarpelli, a good man, the whole Scarpelli family, thank you for that. So God bless you guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
9:23, back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.